Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. When he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. Whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. Well, there's a lot of power in that,
yes,
in that verse. There's a lot of meaning that tonight I believe that we really need to get out of this little saying. I believe the Lord this evening, we can put things together. We can put a man and a woman. A man and woman can come together. They can be married. They can have children. They can live a life. And then you can take a man and a woman. You can put them. The Lord puts them together. And He breathes on their life. He breathes on their marriage. He breathes into them life. And you can have a dynamic marriage. You can have something more than just a man and a woman being together.
Yes.
You can have something that when you mix God in the ingredients there, you can have something that can reach the world with salt and light.
Yes.
You can have something that will be beneficial to mankind.
Yes.
And that is my desire this evening. We need this breathing, folks. I don't know how to say it any different, but the divine breathing from above, something that comes from God, something that is not from just beneath, not just the fleshly part, but something that is from above, that has life in it, that has something of joy and peace. And this mixture, when you combine the wonderful blessings of being married and having then the blessings of God in your life, it's hard to put a value, a price tag. It's hard to say what it's worth, but it does mean something. And I want to say to us tonight, there's a scripture that comes to my mind, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it.
Yes.
Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. I do believe God wants to give to every one of us this divine breathing.
Yes, amen.
In fact, without this in this life, we're not going to be worth very much.
That's right.
I'm just telling you, we've got to realize, we've got to be able to escape the corruption that's in the world through lust. We've got to be able to be delivered from the drawing power of the world, just to be kept under the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. We need something that is from above.
Yes.
And I do believe our Heavenly Father wants to help us out. And this time of year, I was thinking about these three boys that went swimming. They'd been, and I've mentioned this story before, but it nevertheless, it still is something new to me that I think of often, because when I helped get this one young man in this bag and put him in this black bag and getting in there, I thought how much of a waste this is. 23 years old, and now this is it. This is all there is. But you know, he got in something that was bigger than he was. This young man jumped off, and he was in this the Arkansas River, and they had this nice area down. They've made some waterfalls and they've made some little overflows, and when they release water from the dam, it comes over these little spillways. I don't think that water was much more than 8 foot deep, and that water cascading over this little dike like thing, it's beautiful. Look on, they have lights and everything. This young guy looked out there and he thought he would just jump in. And he would go down there and jump over this little embankment. He walked out there and he jumped in. He didn't come back up and for a while. Then he kind of bobbed up, and then it pulled him right back down under. And I thought, another one of his buddies jumped in, and then he didn't come up. And the third one was around there trying to get, he didn't know what to do. And he kind of fell in. He never came. All three of them lost their life. They were caught in the boil. The hydraulic pressure of that water cascading over there creates such hydraulic pressure down below. When it hits, it churns and it churns and it turns you. It'll strip every bit of clothes off of you. It'll take, you can't get out of it. You can try. They say though, about the only way is try to find something solid to push off of and stay on the bottom and get out. But many times when you're in that churning so fast, you never get out. I want to tell you the course of this world that it's going, the gospel message and the plan of salvation, the ways of God, there'll be very few that get out unless they have this power from above to help them to be able to kick off and get out from underneath the pressures of the world. I tell you, folks, this is so real. It's something we need, something from above.
Yes,
you know, with our ministering, our preaching to people in the world. What do we need there? I mean, you can have the Word of God. You can say, well, I told them so. I did this and I did. But what we really need in our life is a divine breathing, something that takes these words and it converts it into something that pricks people's conscience and it causes them to make a move and cause them to make a change.
Yes.
I see too many times what is happening in our world. It alarms me. What happens in the church, what happens among us sometimes is ineffectual. It's things are not working like they should. It's dry. I tell you, people come to church. We want our soul fed. Yes. We want something from above. Yes. Please give me something. The world is crying out, give me something more than what I'm seeing. Because there's things that's just not real. It's not, there's no heart in it. There's nothing that really touches me. And I believe the Lord this evening has something that He can give us, this inspiration that is from above.
Yes.
The inspiration of the Almighty gives man understanding. The inspiration from above, it causes people to change.
Yes.
I am so thankful for people that's had inspiration. We've been reading on our way out here, or listening to a little tape, a story of Orville and Wilbur Wright. I don't know if you've ever listened to those, their book or read anything about them. But the inspiration those they received and worked together, they always thought that a man could fly, and they studied birds, and they'd get down and watch these birds taking off, and they were kind of, Wilbur especially, is kind of skinny, and some people would laugh at him. They'd kind of watch a bird take off, and he'd move his arms back and forth in his joints, and they said, he looks like a bird. They laughed at them and scorned them. And people wouldn't even come out to see their flying machine. But oh, there was something that kept driving those men. We believe we can do it. We believe we can. They designed, redesigned, and worked, and finally was able to. People here in the United States didn't even want to see nothing to do with. You know, it was like they wasn't interested. They went over to France and had a big show and showed off their flying machine. And people, there's some people from the United States saw them and thought, oh, here these are homegrown boys. These are homegrown, and that we're not even paying them any attention. And finally, there was it's a long story, but I'm glad for people that have had a little bit of inspiration.
Yeah.
You know, if we don't have that, we'll just pretty soon wither up. And we'll just pretty soon fade by the wayside. But Jesus here said He breathed on them.
Yes. Yes.
And He said there's coming, this was meaning there's going to come a time. He was priming them. He was getting them ready. There's coming a time when I'm going to be gone and you're going to need something.
Yes.
And I want you to be ready to receive it.
Yes.
And what we need this evening, I'm telling you, is this divine breathing down in our lives.
Yes.
This will put life in things that has no life in them.
Right.
I don't know everybody's situation. I don't know where you're at in your marriage. I don't know anything about most everybody here. I really don't don't care to, and please don't misunderstand me. I'm not here to be a police and look around and see what people need, but I just know this. Yes. This is something that James Bell needs in his life. Yeah, I need this. Yeah. I need this divine breathing in my life. And I tell you what it will do. It'll take projects that look impossible and these things that we confront and we deal with. It can take the things that look impossible, and God can give us inspiration and just to keep going on and to keep moving forward. We need this divine breathing. He said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. What does the church need today? I believe more than anything we need is this divine breathing on what we do. What does all of us need in our lives to keep going, to get away from the things that try to pull us back, just like these boys trying to get out from that boil? I remember looking at this young man. I thought, it's not because he was not physically able to get out of that. He was a physically fit young man. I mean, I'm looking at a dead boy, but I'm just telling you, he didn't lack for muscle. He didn't lack for height. He was a fairly tall young man, but to get out of the break of the clutches of this thing, it was impossible almost. And he didn't know what to do. And he was churned. And in the few moments he had of consciousness before all this came about, he didn't really know what to do. I don't know how to get out. I'm telling you this evening, what we need, and as the people of God and just in life in general, we need this divine touch from above that enabled us to keep going forward, to have a clear mind in a time where people are losing their mind. They're calling good evil and evil good. I don't know where our country's going. We're in a mess, folks. We're in a terrible place. I don't know what's happening. If we don't have something from above strengthening that which is in us, we will soon be pressurized to the point of just a collapse. Yeah. We'll not know what to do, where to go. We need to have this divine breathing. Yes. We need to have the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. You know, as I mentioned with the Wright brothers, finally the President of the United States honored these young men. He said, truly the Bible said a prophet is not without honor in his own country. Pretty soon people began to recognize, say, these men have given the years of experience and work and toil so that the mankind can be bettered. You know what we need this evening? We definitely need something from above in this old caustic world. You know, something that is just full of the decaying speeches, the decaying words, the decaying fashions in all of this world. It has something that it destroys our soul. It destroys our senses. It takes away something out of us. It's caustic. It'll eat into our fibers of our soul. We need something that's from above, I tell you. When he told them, receive ye the Holy Spirit, I believe that's what they needed more than anything. And I believe this evening too, we need that. Yes. We need that infilling of the Spirit of God working in our life. Something that changes us. Something that helps us not just to keep going on the normal little routine and things and carrying on the same mechanical things. God help us tonight. We need some inspiration. We need something to keep our souls alive. In 2017, we're facing all kinds of things that is out to destroy us. Yes, it's right. Out to get us. It's out to overcome us and overpower us. God help us this evening. I'm so glad that we have a Heavenly Father. He promised us He was going to give us something more than the normal. We got something more than the normal, folks. We've got something. He wants to give us authority over some things. Right. Authority. He doesn't want you always to be at the tail.
Yeah.
He doesn't want you always to be breathing the dust of this world and being choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life and floundering and flopping around and not ever knowing where you're going. You're just doing things because it's a natural. You're in a natural. We're doing too many things in the natural. We need something that's from above.
Yes.
Thank God this evening. Let's look in the book of 1 Corinthians, I believe he said, in the second chapter, in the 14th verse, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God." Here is the Lord's, he is broadcasting. The Lord is broadcasting. He is putting out his transmitters. He is transmitting things. There's signals that's going around. Who will be able to catch the signal? Who will be able to have the receptors? The signal is going out. But it's not just this, all the signal. It's the receptors that receive the things of the Spirit of God. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. It says here, neither can he know them because they're spiritually discerned. I've watched time and again, there's things that's preached and taught, and it just goes over people's head. I tell you, the problem is we don't have the receptors. We're not receiving the things of the Spirit of God. Our head's too hard. We're not, our heart is not in the right place. Somehow we're missing something.
Yeah.
He's saying here, receive ye. Watch it. The natural man is going to be the thing that blocks. From the time the message is transmitted to where it's received over here, the natural man is not going to be able in the natural to receive the things of the Spirit of God. This barrier that we're fighting against, we're all human. And I'm afraid that if we're not careful, what's being transmitted and what's being received will be hindered. It'll be hindered by the flesh, the things that we have in our mind. We're not willing to consecrate everything to God. We're not willing to go His way. And it's a blockage.
Yeah.
And that is not, our receptors are not all out there. They're not just waiting for the signals. They're being blocked. People using drugs. There's that initial rush or that high that people get on drugs. It overwhelms the signals that's being sent out in the brain. And the receptacles are in my own term, I went to this one class and these little receptors, they're sitting there trying to process all this stuff that's coming, and there's so much stuff that's being, the drugs has done something in the mind. There's such being transmitted. The receptors are over there and they're trying to pick it all up. And there's this rush, or there's this high, and people get that one time you take this drug just once. You get, you don't have two chances, but one. And so many people, when they get this high, these little receptors are just trying to pick it all. And they go up on this high. And they never are able to get back to that level again. They go do drugs. Yeah, they get high. But it's not that first feeling. These little receptors have little feelings, little, or like nerve endings or something, and they get fried. You see, they're not able to process, and after a period of time, after so long, those little things are not able to catch it all. Oh, listen this evening. Don't let your life, don't let your mind, don't let the, again, he said here, the natural man received not the things of the Spirit of God. Why? We've been burned.
Yeah.
Your mind's been burned. You've got these receptors, we've been sending so many of the wrong signals to them, and now the Spirit of God is trying to get something to us. And it's like, I can't process. I don't know. It's Greek to me. I don't understand. I can't figure it out. And folks, it's a bad place to get in when all of those receptors get burnt. It's like our heart becomes hardened. When our heart becomes hardened and we can't get a hold of those things, we can't understand, what is this signal? And then the saints of God, they're going, well, I've heard this before and it don't really matter. So nobody's really moved by anything. Well, it's not going to move the sinner. It's not going to move that person that can't process all. They're going to sit there. It don't mean nothing to me. It don't mean nothing to me. God help us to see the natural man. The natural man, folks, will get us in trouble every single time.
Right.
We've got to have this divine breathing, this breath from on high, something that is from above that comes down into our life that awakens us and quickens us. I think about my poor lost soul and where I was headed, the people I was hanging out with and the things I was doing, the direction I was going, it was the wrong way. And I become numb. I was dead. It was nothing. I think about God's masterpiece, and He's created Adam. He's laying there and He's taken this dust and He's put everything together inside plumbing that He did, all the intestines, the heart, the blood veins, everything. You know, our God is a master. He is a master builder.
Yes.
Oh, and He looked there, and here Adam was all, there was no flaw in him. I've got a few flaws. God didn't put them there. But you've got a few flaws too, and I want to tell you something. He looked back, He looked down there at Adam, and He reached over there, and He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
Yes.
And Adam changed from the dust, and he became a living soul.
Yes.
His eyes opened, and the blood started flowing through all the veins, and everything started working. He was able to sit up. He's able to talk. He's able to walk. You know, this evening, we're nothing but a lump of clay. And unless the Spirit of God breathes in us, unless He begins to infuse within us something that is from above, I tell you, we'll make a terrible wreck of life.
Yes, that's right.
We'll not hit the mark. We'll miss the mark. You might have everything in life that you've ever wanted. But unless we have the Spirit of God working in us, unless we have something from above, unless we have this life in us, we're going to miss it. We're going to miss it. We're not going to come up to that place that God wants us to be in. I tell you, He said here in this second verse, or the 15th verse of this chapter, second chapter of 1 Corinthians, "He that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Oh, I want to tell you this evening, we need the Spirit of God in our lives working tonight. We need Him to help us, because in our own judgment, in our own wisdom, we'll not make it. We can think that we're going to do something and we'll do our best, but we need something from above or we will miss the mark. We will miss the mark. We need the power of the Spirit of God coming into our lives and working in such a way that it's more than just us. It's God. What we need is Him to help us to keep our marriages together, to keep our lives alive, to keep our hearts and lives in tune with Him. We need the Spirit of God. The natural man is our big problem. We got to watch. The natural man will rise up every time and try to take over and dominate as if he knew everything. He said he receives not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them. They're foolishness to him. You know, when you look at what great people of God have done, like Noah, to the natural man, that looked like an impossibility. You're never going to be able to do something like that. He was questioned, no doubt, many times. People thought, well, the weight of the wood of this ark, this will never be able to stay afloat. It will never float. But I tell you, there was a great designer, a master planner that knew what he was doing. And the scorns that he was, that Noah received was no less than what those that follow the Lord today will receive in your life. The Spirit of God and the natural man, sometimes they oppose each other. You can't figure it out, don't know what to do. This won't work, that won't work. But I tell you, when we have God working in our life, that will work.
Yes, thank the Lord.
And it will work well. But one of the big problems we have is fighting with the natural man. You know, people have, it's kind of common. I thought of this saying, when all is said and done, more will be said than done. And it's so true sometimes. The natural man will try to bring up all these oppositions. Oh, you can't, just like Nehemiah faced, just like he faced over there. Do you know his work in 52 days was accomplished in rebuilding the wall? 52 days, people said, you can't do it. Even if a fox walked by, the whole thing's going to fall down. But I tell you, one man's burden and one man's direction from God caused something great to happen. And I tell you, it works that way in all of our lives. We need just one person with the Spirit of God working, and things will move. In spite of what all the critics, in spite of what everybody will say, and laughing and jeering and all that, Noah's ark floated. It was the means of salvation for the whole human race. And it was all hinged upon one man getting inspiration from above. One man. And it held on that. I tell you, I don't know where your family is at tonight, but God is looking and He's saying, I'm going to take one person in a family and I want to give you a little chance here. If you will be faithful to the Lord, you don't know how important it is to just carry on the work of God. One person, just one person being faithful. I think of Brother Ori and Brother David Madden. I think Brother Charlie Smith. I believe there was three of them. There's two or three of them. They walked across the street to pray for a man that was sick. And that man said, there's a woman in the basement that's very sick also. And that was my mom. That woman, that was the first contact, but just that the momentum, you know, just something, that feeble effort is why I'm here tonight. Yeah. Don't you understand when the Spirit of God is working in our lives, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. This is what we need. It's not just the momentum of 100 people. It's just one person being inspired by God and following Him that gets things done. The Lord bless us this evening and help us. He's looking for people that have open receptors that are saying, Lord, I caught the signal. I know what You're saying. I know what You want me to do. I don't have a lot of support here, but I want to tell you, I know where You're leading. I know what You want me to do, and I'm going to be faithful to You to do it. Breaking the mold. You see, getting out of this boil that I'm talking to you about. I mentioned about these boys. They were strong. They were healthy, but they couldn't break away from it. One tried to help the next one. And just up the river 5 miles, the same thing happened. These guys were fishing, got hung up, and there was a low water dam. They had blown part of it up, but part of it was still there, and he got hung up. And he didn't want to lose that $1.50 lure. That was brand new, $1.50. I don't want to lose that. He jumps in and goes down to take it off and get it unsnagged, and he gets caught again in that same boil. Buddy number two goes in to help him, and then buddy number three drownings over $1.50 little lure. I tell you this evening, How many failures does it take before we wake up and say, we're not going to get this thing done. We're not going to make marriages last. We're not going to have a big effect in the world preaching the gospel without a divine breathing in us, infusing us and giving us something that gives people hope and it helps them. We need this so bad in our homes. Wives need the divine breathing just to keep things going in the home. Things get out of sorts at home. There's the normal pattern of things. There's the work. There's the care of children. There's the nurturing and caring for them. There's taking care of the and praying for funds for the business. There's all kinds of little things, but you know that without that inspiration from above, that poor housewife will be overcome. She'll be swamped to the point, I just can't make it anymore. I can't go on anymore. I can't do it. But listen, with the help from above, one will chase 1,000 and two will put 10,000 to flight. With the help from above, one is a majority with God. Folks, He can help us. He will help us. We just need to get a hold of Him and say, Lord, I need Your infusion. I need this, Your Holy Spirit to breathe life into me. You see the dull task that I have. I it's hard to make it. You know, men every day just facing the same thing, the same grind over and again. You already know what's going to happen before you get there. There's going to be all of this. You've got to round this up. You've got to do all these things. We need something from above to just help us to keep going on. I tell you, we need more than just the letter. The book of 2 Corinthians 3:16 says that the letter kills, but the Spirit giveth life. Oh, one time I was kind of cornered. There was somewhat of a dry message that was given, and someone wanted to kind of expose me to all these people. They're waiting in line at Monarch. I'll just tell you where it was. And they said, Brother Bell, what'd you think of the message?
Oh my.
And all these people's looking at me. And I said, I thought it was like eating cornflakes without any milk. Boy, they turned around. Nothing else was said. The letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Don't you see what I'm getting at? You can preach the word and say, I know you all ain't going to like this tonight, but I've got the Word of God. And I'm going to preach it, and I know a lot of you is going to be affected. And I'm going to step on your... Wait a minute. Hold on. What about that scripture said something about nothing shall offend them? When you get people that love the Lord, you can preach the truth as straight and clean and beautiful, and it's food to their souls.
Yes.
But I tell you, the letter by itself, he says here, the letter kills, but the Spirit giveth life. And that's what I meant. That is what I meant. The letter by itself doesn't have anything sustaining. It's just like Adam was laid out there. There was nothing in him. It was just a lump of clay. That's the way the Word of God is without the anointing of the Spirit of God. It doesn't have anything in it. It's dead. But when the Spirit is in that, I tell you, there's a quickening power.
Yes,
there's something that makes people's hearts start pumping. It makes their life, it makes them start thinking. It challenges them. Oh, that's what we need. We need more than just cornflakes, dry cornflakes. Oh, you'll choke on those. I tell you, you can't go very far on dry cornflakes. And that's the way it is without the Spirit of God in our life. You can carry on and have all the outward, you can just dress and you can just look and you can just have everything in line. But if you don't have the Spirit of God, and I don't, it's not of any value at all.
Yes.
It's dry cornflakes. it won't nourish. It's not beneficial. What we need is to have that holiness. And we do need the holiness of God, not just our own man-made holiness, but the holiness that's of God. We need that. And when you have that working, you have the uprightness and the cleanliness, and you have that working in a person's life, and the Spirit of God is directing them, there is power there. There is power. The devils tremble when they see a child of God that has gotten a hold of something that's from above. Yeah. They fear and tremble. Oh, they've got something more than the outward. They've got something inside. And that will move us. That will do so much. The book of Ephesians, the second chapter, I won't read this, but the second chapter in the first verse says this: "And you hath he quickened," or "you hath he made alive who were dead in sins and trespasses." We need that quickening power of God in our life. The quickening power that changes the natural man and takes the natural man and his flaws and everything and infuses him and gives him something that is full of life.
Yes.
Something that has breath in it. Oh, tonight we need a good breath.
Yeah.
A fresh air from above.
Yes.
We need something that just encourage us to keep going on. And something of the Spirit of the Lord in us that just brings things to life and takes the humdrum, the problems of life and infuses and puts new life in that. May the Lord bless us.
Yeah.
It's the Spirit. Jesus said in 6:63, it's the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. And then in Luke 24:45, it said, "Then open he their understanding." Oh, how long does it take for our understanding to get open? How long does it take for us to... this natural man to start having less of a pull on us, and this spiritual man to become led by the Spirit of God, I believe is so important to us. Don't you think so? Don't you think it's important to be led by the Spirit of God?
Yes.
If we're led by the Spirit of God, we're the sons of God. And being led by the Spirit, He'll take us through some wonderful places, some experiences that it'll be hard to describe all the things the Lord has brought us through. But I tell you, when that inward man is quickened and he's made alive, there'll be life there.
Yes.
It'll be wonderful. He'll open our understanding. He'll open something to us. I've watched and over the years, I've seen how God can take ordinary people and open their understanding. They begin to see, oh, I once was lost, but now I'm found.
Yes.
I was blind,
yes,
but now I see. Oh, to be able to see is such a wonderful... It's because you've gotten life. It's because the natural man has been broken. And when that natural man is broken, the Lord is able to get through that tough membrane and through all of our conceits and all of our thinking. He's able to get through and speak to our heart. When He opens our understanding, when He quickens us, it's a wonderful thing.
Yes.
Thank God. And the book of Psalms 18:28, I love the scripture here. He said, "For Thou wilt light my candle."
Yes.
Thank God for that. Is your candle lit this evening? Is your understanding opened? Do we have the Spirit of God working in our lives? Do we have this quickening Spirit? Has He breathed into us? And we can see, we can say like John Newton, I see. I remember a man, I don't know why it stuck so forcibly. I went by to visit him a few times, and he was about as rude a person almost as I'd ever seen, but very hard. He's on his deathbed. And I took another minister by. I thought, well, I said something. He don't like me. I don't know if y'all ever been in a place like that. This guy don't like me. So I'm going to get somebody else. And so I took another minister with me, and he treated him just like he did me. He didn't care nothing about preachers. I went by another time to see him. And this time he perked up and he was so glad to see me. I said, "You're different. What's?" He said, "I got saved.
Praise
the
Lord.
I got saved." Yeah. He can hardly do it. I was blind.
Yeah.
But now I see he was quickened. Even on his deathbed, he was quickened.
Yes.
The mercies of God came down and quickened, made him alive. And he said, "I got saved."
Yeah.
How wonderful it is, folks. When God comes by and lights our candle,
yes.
When He comes by and quickens us, when He breathes on us, it brings life,
yes.
It brings sweetness,
yes.
It brings health. Our children feel it, our grandchildren feel it. Everybody around us begin to see there's a power that comes out. There's a power that springs out that I didn't have before. It wasn't something of mine. It wasn't. The natural man will get you nothing but dryness.
That's right.
Don't you see what I'm trying to say? The cornflakes is the dry speaking. The empty voidness. The barrenness. The world is trying to... They're choking on little... sayings of the preachers are choking, and it's like, please somebody give me something that's got some milk in it. Give me something that has life in it. And it's no wonder people are just shriveling up because they don't have the Spirit of God. And this is what the Lord wants. He wants to take ordinary people just like you and me, and He wants to infuse in them and bring something more that's from above into our lives. Oh, I pray God will help us today. You know, I think of the people that are God's people. They're all going through rough times. Every one. And they're experiencing difficulties and different problems, all kinds of things. But you know what makes the difference? Is not the lack of troubles in our life, but it's the abundant grace that God gives us that that supersedes the pressures and problems. It's not like the world has heaped this huge mound of things on everybody, and it's the high. I'm crushed under it. No, it's like He said, He giveth more grace.
Yes,
He giveth more grace of all the tons of pressure the world and certain all kinds of things would put on you. The Lord said, "I'm going to give you grace, and you're going to float above all this." Thank God tonight for His truth and for the influence of the Spirit of God working in our life. I tell you, folks, it makes me want more. I want more. I don't want to be satisfied with just a little bit. I want the Lord to help me to keep having a craving for more. And more of God and His ways. Of all the accomplishments in the world, without having this divine breathing, they really don't mean anything. Of everything you'll do and accomplish, listen, without this divine breathing, without this anointing, without this life, our works are as filthy rags. We're not going to make a big splash. We're not going to do very much. What we need, though, it's like He said in Proverbs, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pictures of silver. A fitly spoken word is a word anointed by the Spirit of God. We need that so much in our life. I pray the Lord will help us, young to old. We need a refilling, infilling, refreshing, encouraging. We need something, because this world has just pulled. It is just like trying to poke a hole and just drain and siphon everything that you have inside, trying to siphon that out. Pull the very life out of you. That's what the world is trying to do. God is saying, I want to infuse. I want to pump. I want to pump something. I want to put more in you. I want to give you something and build you up and fill you up that'll keep you going when the world is dry. And God can do that for every one of us. Thank you all for your attention. Thank the Lord for the Spirit of God tonight that really wants to show us and work with us and encourage us and lead us along life's pathway. May the Lord bless you. If we're running a little bit dry tonight, I believe our Heavenly Father can fill us. You don't have to go around hungry. He can give us something that'll fill us up. So if you're running a little bit on E tonight, God has got something to fill you up. So let's seek Him. What harm will it do? Well, it's my pride. I just don't want to go up there and people see, wonder what they did wrong now. It's not you've done anything wrong. No. It's just that we've been running in a world that is with our time and talent. It's been draining everything spiritually. It's trying to pull everything out of you and cause you to be less than full.
Yeah.
We just need to be filled. We're here to do business for God.
Right.
May the Lord bless us this evening and help us to seek Him. Those that seek Him early, they'll find Him. They'll find Him. May the Lord bless you this evening.
Yes. Amen.